Cold start is the make or break stage of any venture. Many founders pour their energy into the product, only to stumble on the simplest question: the product is built, but where is the first user? A cold start is the phase from 0 to 1, when you have no reputation, no organic traffic, and no brand endorsement, yet you must get the first batch of people to use and even pay for what you made. This stage often decides whether a project survives its first 3 months. Industry observation shows that for consumer and tool-type products, if a team fails to accumulate 100 active users within the first 90 days after launch, the odds of raising the next round or growing organically drop sharply. A Venture Research Institute, in a 2021 review of 320 early-stage projects, noted that roughly 60% of teams cited the inability to find first users as the top reason for quitting, ahead of insufficient product quality. This shows how badly the difficulty of cold start is underestimated. Cold start is hard because it runs against human nature. We are used to mature platforms where we can buy or search anything instantly, so we assume a good product will be seen on its own. But in the real world, there is no default traffic. Early users must be won one by one. A friend who made a workplace course told me his hardest moment was not building the course, but the 2 weeks after launch with only single-digit visitors, a silence more self-doubting than overtime. The good news is that cold start is a set of decomposable, reusable actions, not luck. This article gives you a battle map from zero to first users: who to find first, where to find them, what moves to use, and what metrics tell you that you are on the right path. Treat cold start as a system and you will not be scared off by day one numbers. Before any promotion, draw the user portrait. Many teams chase making more people know us, only to spend money and scatter energy on the wrong crowd. The right question is, who would lose sleep tonight over this problem, and try your thing immediately? Narrowing from everyone to one specific group is where cold start truly begins. A useful tool is pain intensity ranking. List 5 problems your imagined users might have and score how painful it is not to use your product. The highest scoring group is your first batch. One community product used this method before beta to target young renters new to a big city who did not know where to go on weekends. By inviting only that group, first month retention roughly doubled versus a broad blast. The portrait must land on a concrete scene, not a demographic label. Instead of women aged 25 to 35, write an office worker with a 1-hour commute who wants to finish the weekly report on the subway. The latter directly guides which group to join, what headline to write, what hook to use. A friend making a writing tool described his user as a public account editor afraid to start yet pushed by the boss, and with that line he chatted up his first 20 beta users in 3 editor groups. Remember, first users are not final users. In cold start, you want people willing to tolerate imperfection and give feedback, not the pickiest masses. One hardware team started with only 100 enthusiasts. The product was rough, but because these people liked tinkering, they helped smooth out bugs fastest. Treat first users as co-creators, not judges, and cold start goes much smoother. For most solo founders and small teams, the first users sit inside the radius of trust: family, former colleagues, classmates, past clients. This is not low class, but the cheapest, most honest starting point. An independent tax consultant told me her first 8 clients all came from finance directors she had worked with, because they already knew she was reliable. The key move in warm cold start is a specific request, not "please support us." A vague ask gets a vague reply, a clear action gets executed. Right, I built a tool that makes membership posters for small shops, looking for 5 shops for a free 2-week beta. Do you know a suitable owner? Turning the ask into a referable entry leverages the warm network. But warm users have a trap: favor orders hide real demand. The other party may say yes out of relationship yet never use it daily. So add a check: would you pay the price of a coffee to lock priority access, even just 9.9 yuan? Willing to pay a little proves the pain is real. One Knowledge Planet host used this to filter 11 truly paying seeds from 30 nodding friends. Warm cold start ends not at the sale, but at ask for introductions. When the first user really uses it, ask, who else do you know with this problem? A truly satisfied acquaintance brings a new user with inherently higher trust. I saw a pet boarding girl get 11 families through 3 initial clients' referrals and fill her cages in 2 months with 0 ad spend. Warm users are the spark of cold start, do not despise their smallness. When the trust radius is exhausted, the next step is to pull in strangers, and content is the cheapest lever. An article solving a concrete problem works for you repeatedly in search and feeds, like hiring a salesperson who never sleeps. One independent developer wrote a series on how I cut my server bill in half, bringing about 40% of new signups over half a year at almost 0 ad cost. The iron rule of content cold start is to write the problem users are searching right now, not the grand narrative you want to tell. A resume optimization friend early on wrote the 3 changes I made after 20 rejections, which was shared widely and brought over 300 precise inquiries from one post. Compared with his earlier piece on the importance of career planning, the read gap was 30 times. The more specific the pain, the more strangers click. Content must also plant a next step at the end. A pure tips article is read and gone, a wasted effort, the smart MOV.